What's the point of this again?
The whole reason why I invested in this whole thing is for people to vent, for people to be able to speak whatever they want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no like censorship. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if somebody cuss like every other word or something.
Oh,
no,
no, no, no, no.
But I mean, like the real people, because I work with so many different people where they literally, all you hear is about their dreams. All you hear about is, you know, what they wish would happen in their life. You don't really hear the truth until they actually start getting behind the mic.
Right.
But even then, you know, there's a very few people that tell the truth about what they're really going through.
Yeah.
And I know that I can see it. You know, I can look in their eyes when they walk in the door and it's like, look, you don't have to put on a show.
So my question is, when you do run into an artist like that, like, I guess from you being behind like everything, like how does that alter how you feel towards the song? Like, let's say you're somebody's in the booth, right? And they're rapping, but you can kind of tell that it's not necessarily their truth. Does that really alter your...
No. I would say 20 years ago it used to, because I was one of those people that I had to relate to everything that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I looked at the bigger picture, like, that's not my purpose. My purpose is to give you a voice, or give the artist a voice, to give them something that they wouldn't normally have. You know, everybody got a phone, everybody got, you know, they're on the internet, but is it on a professional platform so someone else outside of their circle can really hear where they're coming from? Because you never know.
Right.
You never know. So when people show up and they're in whatever kind of character they're in, I have to adjust to it. So now I'm a therapist. I'm not just a sound engineer. I'm not just a producer. I'm not, you know.
You hit the nail on the coffin with the therapist thing. Because I was just telling my mom before I had left home and issue. Because she was asking me, like, you seem like you in the studio all the time. I'm like, Mom, this is like my therapy. I'm like, if I don't have this ish, I will literally go crazy. Like, there's a lot of shit out here I can ignore. But there's, like, core shit that people do that, you know me. Like, there'll be certain things that just makes me snap like that.
Yeah.
And instantly, I just want to go in attack mode. But then I got to think, like, that's too much to lose. And I do have something to fall back on. So at the end of the day, I need to kind of be careful how I move towards things. That's why I'm so glad that I'm able to come here and actually record, because it gives me a chance to really say and let out that I couldn't normally let out on the streets.
CJ Ward. CJ Ward Podcast.